And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Isaiah, Paul, and Jesus shout from the scriptures today, keep focused. Remember who God is. Remember who you are and why you're here. And remember what God expects. Remember the bottom line. I'm thinking that every day we need to get up thinking about those things, and I realize it sounds a little sophomoric to even remind you of it, but we do forget, don't we? We do forget. We forget what God expects. We forget our role in all of this. God expects us to be faithful tenants in his vineyard. We heard in Isaiah, where God is so disappointed with the vine, Israel, that he's planted after he moved them out of the land of Egypt, that he's frustrated. You can hear it in the book of Isaiah, in the reading that we had this morning. God said, what did I do wrong? I blessed you. I nourished you. And I want to bless you, and by you I want to bless, and through you, bless the whole world. But that's not happening. What did I do wrong? God asked in Isaiah. You can hear the frustration of God in all this. God is looking for two things. And it goes all the way through Scripture. You hear it over and over again. He's looking for justice, and he's looking for righteousness. What on earth does that mean? We know what justice is on some level, and righteousness on some level. They're the kind of grapes that God is looking for, justice and righteousness. And what do we mean about with when we say justice and righteousness, mishpat in Hebrew and tzedakah in Hebrew? What do they mean? When we find these words in the Bible, it means a right ordering of relationships and resources. And if you think about that, that's all that matters. A right relationship between a right ordering of relationships and resources. God made this world to work, you see. He made it so that it would have harmony and be moving along as God had planned, but something happened and God says, what did I do wrong? Well, you see, when we learn to cooperate instead of haggle, when we learn to love instead of dominate, it involves our relationship to God. It involves our relationship to the world, to the earth, and to each other, and to ourselves, you see. And in the parable of the householder who planted the vineyard, he built a tower, dug a wine press, and set everything in order for the stewards. Jesus is saying the same thing that we hear in Isaiah. God saying, I put everything in order. What went wrong? And the bottom line is that God expects us to produce a harvest of justice and righteousness, a right ordering of relationships and resources. The mistake Israel made and the mistake we make sometimes is that we think we own the vineyard. We think we own everything and we own nothing. Hear then another parable. One afternoon, a shopper at a local mall was exhausted and she felt the need for some coffee and some refreshments. And she bought a bag of cookies and put them in her purse and got in line for coffee. And she found a place at the counter, took out her magazine, sipped her coffee, and next to her was a man sitting reading the newspaper. And she reached out and took a cookie out of the bag. And he did the same thing. He reached out and took a cookie out of the bag. And this annoyed her to no end. And lo and behold, it happened again. She reached in, took a cookie out of the bag. He did the same. He reached in, took a cookie out of the bag. Now she was really getting upset. This was really getting out of hand. And so there was one cookie left, and the man apparently realized that, so he reached in and got the cookie and broke it in half and handed her half. And she was absolutely livid. How dare he do such a thing? And her coffee break was ruined, and she couldn't wait to get back to the office and tell what had happened. And so she folded her magazine and opened her purse, and there was discovered a bag of cookies. Her cookies. All this time she had been helping herself to the man's cookies in the bag. And actually, it was the person with whom she had shared the table that had every right to be offended, because she had been taking what belonged to him without even acknowledging and thanking. Not a word of thanks. And I tell you this little parable to say, like the weary shopper and like the vineyard tenants, so it is with us. We're given so much, and we take it without even acknowledging or even thanking from whence it came. We help ourselves to God's bag of cookies, if you will. And whether we realize it or not, whatever cookies that we may have are cookies that come from God. Because you see, the challenge in today's parables, in today's story in Isaiah, and in the parable that Jesus told, is that we are to produce grapes, justice and righteousness, a right relationship with each other, and harmony with our environment. And Lord knows we're not doing that. You see, the mystery is that we are responsible for what we do not own, like the tenants in the vineyard. We are responsible for children that we bring in the world, but we don't own them. We are responsible for our home. We may have a deed to it, but one of these days someone else will own that home. They think they own it, and they'll call it theirs, and time moves on. And the life in our body, beloved, this morning, the air we breathe, the beating of our hearts, we have this life and responsible for it, but we don't possess it. It can be taken from us any time. We have it as a temporary gift, a trust from God, and God expects us to use that trust and to use that gift in being faithful stewards. In Isaiah, we see what God expects. In the story that Jesus tells, we see what God expects. And we here, beloved, are gathered together at St. Catherine's Episcopal Church as a kind of tenants' union. We are all tenants. We don't own anything. We are here to serve God and to produce food. And as we come to celebrate the victory in Christ over death and offer back to the owner of the vineyard our gifts, and as we gather beneath the cross of Jesus, we're reminded that the bottom line is above all love. Love that's willing to sacrifice in order to bring about justice and righteousness. And the invitation to us all is to answer the call as faithful stewards to work in God's vineyard. Amen. Thanks.